Welcome to Absolute Alignment with Christy L. Biga, when success feels easy, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And now your host, Christy L. Biga.
Hi, everyone. Welcome for this new episode of Absolute Alignment with Christelle, when success feels easy. I'm always so happy to have you joining me live every first and third Friday of the month, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. If you are not watching live, if you are just listening to the podcast recording, you're also welcome. I'm also really, really happy to have you joining us for this show. And as you know, we also have the opportunity to have you as a VIP guest in our live studio audience. So if you haven't gotten a chance yet to sign up to save your seat and be a VIP guest on our next show, please use the link in the description of this show to save your seat. You can be with us in the studio while we are recording. And right after we are done recording, we go in a breakout room where you get a chance to ask questions and get life coaching from me, from my guests. And it's a complete different life-changing experience. If you love podcasting, come join us, because just listening is powerful. But imagine after listening to a powerful podcast episode recording, having a chance to ask your questions right there on the spot and get direct support. Amazing, right? So you can have, again, a seat in the live studio audience of the next show by using the link on the description of this show to save your seat. I will be so happy and excited to have you with us. On today's episode, we are going to have a really exciting topic. I have a guest waiting right now backstage. She will come on the second part of this show, and she will be talking about a really interesting topic, the one habit. We are talking on this show about alignment, you know, personal alignment, spiritual alignment, and giving you tools that really help you empower yourself in your personal life, your relationship, your business. But most importantly, we want you to show up in the world in the most authentic and powerful way possible. We want you to be you at any given moment, as powerful as you are, as beautiful as you are, as amazing as you are. And today on this show, we're going to give you one habit, one really interesting and intriguing habit. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'll be learning from my guests also today, because it's a topic that is not really, you know, common. A lot of people are talking about it more and more, sexual energy and, you know, feminine energy and all of that, but it's not really my expertise. So I'm really excited about whatever she's going to have to share with us. But one thing I can say before we get to my guest on the second part of this show is that when we hear sexual energy, we always have something that, you know, wakes up in us. Because sex for a very long time has been something really shameful to talk about, especially for women. It's not okay for women to be sexual or to even, you know, tap into their sexual energy. It's really not well seen by society, by cultures. And from Africa, where I come from, I'm from Cameroon originally, nobody talks about sex in public. We don't do that. It's just not okay. And if people do that, it's definitely not women. So for me to be here today on this show, talking about sexual energy, that's some level of freedom for me to take that courage to open up to that topic. And I hope you have the same spirit to open yourself up to new areas that can empower you, because we are not supposed to be ashamed of whatever God, the universe, source, whatever works for you, gave us. If we have that energy, why not tap into it and use it? Because everything we have, we are all energy. We know that at this point. And if we have an energy that is there, it's always for our good. But the problem is, do we know how to tap into it? How do we feel right now when we are hearing about sexual energy? Are we triggered? Are we shocked? Are we upset? Are we wondering, why on earth are we talking about sexuality in a show that is supposed to empower us, you know, in our business, in our life, and all of the things? But we also know that everything we have is a gift for us. We come on this earth to have a human experience and experience it all. And all the energies we have in us are here to help us have this amazing, limitless human experience. It's about time for us to open up and let go of all the judgments we can have. Let go of all the limiting beliefs we can have. Let go of all the conditionings we can have, and ultimately access that powerful energy, which is the sexual energy. Because one of the reasons, as I said, I'm not an expert in the topic, but one thing I can tell you is that the reason why it's taboo to talk about it is because it's that powerful. It's really powerful. Sex is something that is so powerful that it's scary to talk about it. So I'm so excited that today on this show, we are going to talk about how to, you know, leverage, use, tap into that sexual energy that we all have to gain more clarity, to gain more confidence, to be more powerful and show up in the world in a different way and get what we want. Because if we are building a business, if, you know, we have goals, we want to achieve things in life, we need clarity, we need confidence, we need to feel empowered, and we need to use all the resources we have available within ourselves to create that, the life we have always wanted and ultimately deserve. And today we are going to share, talk about the one habit that will help us get more clarity and more confidence. And how we are going to do that? We are going to learn how connecting to our sexual energy can create the clarity plus the focus we have always been looking for. I'm really excited about it. And my guest will come talk about it. She's the expert. She's a sexual energy coach. That's so powerful. So I'm really excited. Stay tuned. And again, if this is the first time to join us live, I'm really happy to have you here. Remember, you can be with us in the studio right now if you grab your seat and decide to be a part of our live studio audience. We have some people right now in the live studio audience. Welcome to all of you. I'm really happy to have you here. And right after we are done recording this show, we are going to go with them in a breakout room, and they will have the opportunity to ask questions and get live coaching. It's a different experience that truly invites you to check out. The link is in the description of this show. For now, we are going to take a break, come back on for the second part of Absolute Alignment with Christelle, when success feels easy.
Have you heard the story of the snake and the rope? One evening, a young woman was walking down a country road. It was growing dark. Suddenly, she froze. Up ahead was a coiled snake. She was terrified. She reached into her bag for a flashlight and directed the beam of light towards the snake. Now she was flooded with relief. It was just a piece of old rope. That snake stands for all our imaginary fears and insecurities that sap our confidence. The beam of light is conscious confidence. Ask yourself, how many snakes did I see today? How many actions or words did I stifle through fear? Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, for Conscious Confidence Radio on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn more about how you can live a life filled with conscious confidence. Go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Welcome back for the second part of today's show on Absolute Alignment with Christelle, when success feels easy. If you are joining us right now, welcome to the party. And if you have been here with us already for the first part, thank you for staying with us and be a faithful listener, we are really happy to have you here again. As I mentioned earlier, I will say that again to give you the opportunity to not only listen from your home, to not only listen and wait, stay with your questions unanswered. You have the opportunity to be with us in the studio right now, listening to us, and after the show, get the opportunity to ask your questions and get live coaching, live support from me, from the guests, and that's available to you. You can be a VIP guest on the show, and the link is available in the description. You can grab your seat right now to be on the next one. And we have our special VIP guest in the live studio audience that I want to acknowledge and say thank you for being here today. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, and I hope you're having a great time. I'm having a great time because today's topic is really, really, really interesting. The number one, the one habit, okay? How connecting to your sexual energy can create the clarity plus focus you have been looking for. Interesting, right? So I will not go a little too much in the topic because, as I said, it's not my expertise. I'm learning. I have my notebook ready to take notes. And I want to welcome right now my guest, Nikki Thompson. She's a sexual energy coach, and I'm really happy to have you here today. Hi, Nikki.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be on the show, and I love how you're doing it. I love that you have a live audience as well, so we can answer questions at the end. I'm really excited to share.
Awesome. So, Nikki, you want to share with us who you are and, of course, give us that one habit?
Excellent. Yes, absolutely. So I'm a sexual energy coach. I work with women who have been feeling a lot of shame, feeling a lot of they feel stuck, feel lost in their life. And often women come to me after they have had children or usually in their 30 to kind of 50 year age bracket, because it's like we've been doing everything how we should for such a long time. We get to a point and we look around and think, is this the life that I really wanted? Was it what I wanted? Or have I just been living how everyone else wanted me to live? And doing this work around sexual energy is absolutely taboo. Like, this has been a huge thing for me to really move out and talk about it publicly. I was always doing work one-on-one with women who I got referrals through. And like you were saying earlier in the show, it's like, you know, a lot of countries that you don't talk about sex in public ever, and especially not as a woman. So it's about breaking that down. And obviously some countries it's going to be a longer process than others. As you can probably tell from my accent, I'm from Australia. I mean, very open in Australia, but even then we have a lot of kind of, taboo areas. You know, sex is one of them for women. Pleasure is another huge one. So for women, okay, it's okay to have sex, but you're not allowed to enjoy it too much. You know, there's all these stories around pleasure and sex as a woman. So this is the work I love to do. So I'm really excited to share today around the one habit, which is about tuning in and in a different way, quite a unique way that not everyone talks about.
So what's that one habit?
Let's go straight into it. Awesome. So the one habit is really around having a practice to tune back in with your physical body. And so we can do that through self-pleasure practices, and we do a range of like different techniques. But mostly I walk women in the early stages through that self-pleasure practice. So this is something that we often were told you shouldn't do. Good girls don't do that. You know, if you're married, no, you don't do that. You know, all of these types of things that have held us back. And the reason why this work has been so powerful is because when we can reconnect with our physical bodies again, we can start to let go of that constant need to be in our heads. You know, we're always in our heads for making decisions. And when we're always in our heads making decisions, we're not feeling into our bodies and listening to ourselves. We're not listening to our gut, our intuition, that kind of thing. And so when we're able to reconnect with our physical body, we can really feel these emotions. We can really feel what is a yes, What is a no? What is the next step that we should be taking? What's, you know, if we've had decisions that we're just kind of back and forth, overthinking them, you know, doubting our decision, all of that type of thing, it's because we're stuck in our heads and we're not tuning in to see what really feels right. And this is a practice that you see, you know, those women who walk into a room and they're just like, oh my gosh, you just want to talk to them. They're just like magnetic almost, you know, people are drawn to them and it's not their appearance. It's nothing like that. It's just like this energy, this confidence about them. And it's like, they know who they are. And so this is kind of a stepping stone to being in that space, being in that energy, because quite often women have trapped their sexual energy down. They lock it down because from a very young age, we're told it's taboo. It's not good. It's, you know, it's dirty. There's all of this shame around it. And so we lock that down. We lock our desires down. We lock our pleasure down. And when we do that, we're really locking down a lot of our feminine energy. Now, if we talk about feminine and masculine energy, we all have elements of both. And feminine and masculine energy is not like feminine is only for women or masculine is only for men, because that's not correct. We both, like everyone on the planet, has both energies. And it just depends on how much of one you have. So we all have our own unique balance. But what I'm seeing and what I experienced myself, which is why I did this work, because I went through this whole journey myself, is that a lot of women who are coming to me and feeling stuck and feeling lost and feeling uncreative in their businesses, they're feeling really indecisive in anything, you know, in making decisions in their life, is that there's so much in their masculine energy that they need to look at how can we bring more balance to this? How can we unlock that sexual energy we've been tapping down? And so we can really step into our full self, which is what the One Habit is all about. When we can step into our full self, when there's nothing kind of locked down and jammed down there so tightly because of our shame stories and our beliefs, our negative beliefs that are really holding us back, we can really be our full self. And this applies to every area of our life, whether it's business, whether it's relationships, parenting, just general, our health and well-being. Our sexual side is something that hasn't been talked about until quite recently. It's becoming more and more acceptable to talk about it, you know, especially where I'm from in Australia, like it's becoming much more open to discuss it. And I believe in the US it's becoming more open. The UK, we're starting to see a lot of people in the UK who are starting to really join in on my podcast and things like that. We're starting to see a lot of more conversations, and we're also starting to see a lot more experts coming out around sexual health and sexual energy and that whole side of our health and well-being. So when we're able to tap into that One Habit, which is about reconnecting with our physical self. Now, I love to talk about self-pleasure practices because it's about really exploring our bodies, really tuning into what feels good. And it's, you know, when we talk about self-pleasure practices, it's not necessarily about having an orgasm. It's not necessarily about having the most vibrant, wild, outrageous sex. It's not about that at all. It's about being okay with having pleasure with your own body. It's about being okay with feeling your own body and knowing and trusting her and loving her and making that time for yourself. This is so, it's such a big element of a lot of women's stories where they feel like they shouldn't have too much time to themselves because, oh, there's so much to do. I need to be busy to feel valued or to feel like this is my worth. If I'm busy, it means I'm worthwhile being here. You know, if I, especially as a mother, I have three young children, and it's like I always felt like I needed to be busy. Otherwise, I'm not being a good mother. I needed to be doing all of the things. If I slowed down or had some rest or had some time to myself, that could have been spent doing something productive, you know? And it's like, that was where I felt my worth in my life. So when we start to look at that practice of having some space, having some time to ourselves, it actually is having so much of an impact on our life, on our own sense of value in ourselves. It's about bringing out that whole element of self-worth. It's like, oh, this is fully me because I'm actually able to find out who that really is. Because when we can start to unlock all of those shame stories and that sexual energy and start to explore that, this is, you know, we find a whole new level of who we really are. And this is when we can make decisions quicker because we are feeling into it and we're not having to go back and forth and being indecisive wastes a lot of time and energy. We can actually feel into it like, yeah, that decision feels right. You know, I'm trusting myself because that feels right. And it, you don't have to have this like logical reason, because when we stop thinking just with our heads and think with our bodies, we are able to make decisions that may not seem logical, right? And you've had that experience, I'm sure, where you've made a decision, whether it's in business or life, where you're like, oh, I don't know, it's not logical, but it feels right. That's when we're really tapping back into our bodies and feeling it. And it's the most, I don't know, you know, it's been around for thousands of years. You know, there's so many cultures that have these practices, but I feel like in modern culture, it's like, no, shut that down. That's too scary. That's too taboo. Let's not talk about that, you know? So this is why I'm so passionate about the One Habit. It's about giving ourselves time, reconnecting with our physical body. And then when we start to do that on a regular basis, making that a practice, we can really tune in and trust ourselves and make decisions that are coming from that place. And then we start to see the result of those decisions in the life that we're living. So, yes. Yes.
That's powerful. So before we leave, we have a few minutes left, but before we leave, to tap into that sexual energy in a daily basis, because as you mentioned, it helps, you know, get clear on the decisions and next actions to make. So how do you do that on a daily basis? Do you need to have sex every day? So how do you tap in that sexual energy daily?
Yes. So yeah, having sex every day is very exhausting. So I don't know who's got time to do that. But, you know, in the initial stages for women to really, because this can be really new for some women, like they could be so used to having, you know, sex is always just about having the other person's pleasure, whoever they're having sex with. It's always about their pleasure and not about our own. So if this is really, really new, then I always suggest for, you know, the women coming on, I have a 10-day orgasm challenge. And it's about a 10-day practice just to start feeling into your body and exploring what feels good and feeling her again, because quite often we haven't done that for a very long time. And even that in itself can be quite confronting for some women. So it's just about taking any part of that that you can do for yourself. But then what it's about is once you are able to have that feeling, once you're able to tap that into that, it becomes a lot easier and you don't have to be having sex on a daily basis. You don't have to be having a self-pleasure practice on a daily basis. But what you are able to do is connect through meditation, through just quietly. I often in the shower or in the morning when I wake up, it's like feeling in deep breaths, feeling into my body. How does she feel this morning? What does she need this morning? You know, I love going on my morning walks. I always suggest for women to add more pleasure into their lives. So what does that look like for you? For me, it's a morning walk on my own, listening to, you know, being out in nature. It's a hot chocolate in the morning. It could be a bubble bath once a week, whatever it is, but it's about adding more pleasure, and that pleasure can really stimulate that sexual energy in our lives, because sexual energy is not just about sex. It's about pleasure. It's about life. So yeah, but I could talk about this forever.
I see that. So for those that want to continue the conversation with you forever, what are the best ways for them to stay connected? Where can they find you?
Excellent. Yeah, so they can find me on my website, nickythompson.com. So NickyThompson.com. They can find me on social media with Nicky Thompson. That's for both Facebook and Instagram. And I also have my podcast, Tea with Nicky, Embrace Your Sexual Energy. So they can find me in those places depending on how they love to interact. But yes, I would love for them to come over, ask questions, come and chat. That would be fantastic.
Awesome, Nicky. Thank you so much. And about asking questions, our live studio audience will have the opportunity to ask you all their questions right now after the show when we go in the breakout room. And you can also be a part of them. If you are listening to this, if you are watching the replay on my YouTube channel or on Facebook, know that you also have the opportunity to be with us in the studio and have the opportunity to ask your questions in real time and get live coaching, direct feedback, being in my energy, in the energy of the guests. It's so powerful. So use the link on the description of this show to save your seat and be in the next live studio audience. So thank you so much. It was a real pleasure to have you here with us again today. And remember, we are here every first and third Friday of the month, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. And you can always watch the replay on my YouTube channel, Crystal Biga, and don't forget to subscribe. It's going to be my pleasure to have you here again on the next episode. For now, we are going to say bye to you, to go with our live studio audience in the breakout room and give them live support. Thank you so much for watching this. I'm really honored to have you follow this show, listen to this podcast, and be in my world. My name is Crystal Biga, your host. I love you.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.